kolomra patatak kuraman. Cincang telinga manuk cingkleng cingkleng. Kocang kolomra patatak kuraman.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, today's Music Quarter presents a song from Alyssa. Alyssa, an Indonesian pop band from the city of Majalengka, West Java, fronted by Putri, the vocalist, Elton, the guitarist, and Andre, the drummer, was founded in 2018 on July 17, 2024. Alyssa released a song entitled Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua, or Make Me the Second. This song was popularized by soloist Astrid, which was released in 2007. Alyssa's version of Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua is packed in a more modern way. This song, which was a hit at the time, tells the story of someone who is a third party in someone else's relationship and has the desire to continue being in the wrong relationship. Listeners, here's Alyssa with Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua.
Saudades, the music corner about Alexa, jadikan aku yang kedua or make me your second. Of course, I want to be the second one. Everybody always want to be the first, but they come with a promise of making you happy. But is it really the case? But if that is not guaranteed, you might want to find the next one guaranteed to make people happier during you. Homecoming period, because starting today on Monday, March 24th, the user of the toll road will get a discount of the toll road tariff as much as 20%. And PT Jasa Marga, the operator of the toll road, along with the toll road business entity or BUJT, will give this tariff cut for the next 8 days. And of course, this is in line with the, or in conjunction with the homecoming period of Idul Fitr this year. And Corporate Communication and Community Development Group Head Jasa Marga, Alicia Octaviana, on Sunday said that apparently the tariff is not only encouraging people to be happier going to the toll road, but it is expected to reduce the traffic potential and distribute the flow more equally, while also help in making it lighter the cost of travel for the users of the toll road. And yet not all the roads will be given tariff cut, because there are several only, for example in the Trans-Java and then some parts of Trans-Sumatra. For example, in Belawan Medan Tanjung Morawa, which is one of the most famous spot people will pass during their homecoming. And of course, the Medan Kuala Namu Tebing Tinggi in Trans Sumatra. Meanwhile, in East Java, it seems to be only from Jakarta and also some parts in Central Java, for example, in Semarang. So if you happen to be around Indonesia and you would like to be driving around the country, like in Sumatra and also in Java, this might be the right time, because the toll road will be cheaper for 20%.
Seribu jalan di dunia, mengapa berpapasan bertemu dia? Sunya lari pergi tanpa kata, mengapa sudut mata hafal rupanya? Lupa bawa lupakannya. Mudah tapi itu senyuman yang ku suka. Sepertinya sama, katakan matanya masih yang lama. Kau ajak bicara, seketika kembali ku jatuh. Banyak manusia, mengapa lagi-lagi dia yang ku jumpa? Malam hangat tapi ku terjaga, rindukan dirinya sih saat kecewa. Lupa bahwa lupakannya tak mudah, tapi menyangkut dia ku tak bisa. Sepertinya sama, tatapan khas matanya masih yang lama. Kau ajak bicara, seketika kembali ku jatuh cinta. Sia-sia. selalu ada hingga sana tempat untuknya.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuned to Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia, and you might know that Indonesia is aiming to be a producer of not only EV but the whole ecosystem. But we know, let's be honest about EV, okay? EV is an effort to make the world greener, but a lot of people are naysaying about the EV. So what can be done to make it really green? Here is what Agus Jamil, the chairman of Muhammadiyah Climate Center, said about it.
Okay, if we talk about the electric vehicle, then in the cities there will be a big impact. It's quite a significant impact in the cities where people are driving EV cars, yeah, because it's reduced the amount of emission in the city. If we look in the broader, in the holistic side, yeah, you have to think about the electric car in from the resources that is for the car itself, which is we don't see it in the big cities, like the electricity itself, how it is generated. It will be really green if the electricity is generated from a green source. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But at the moment, Indonesia still have like 64% of the power generation is coal fire. So that's one thing. And then another thing that we need to look at on the supply side of the battery, because we replace car fuels, fossil fuels with batteries. Then we have to calculate properly and how does that impact the climate, the environment on the other side of the world.
And the whole conversation about electric vehicle ecosystem with Agus Jamil, the Executive Director of Muhammadiyah Climate Center, is available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is quote of the day. Sometimes one must face hardships before a perfect happiness comes to them. A quote from R.A. Kartini. A Raden Ajeng Kartini or R.A. Kartini is an Indonesian heroine who fought for the rights and freedom of women. She is a figure of emancipation who fought so that Indonesian women can have education equally. And Kartini believed that with education, Indonesian women would be more sophisticated, with broad knowledge, have firm determination, never give up, be religious and respectful to older people, be courageous, optimistic, modest, humble, and of course, full of love. And listener, that is quote of the day.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Ingin menyerang
ada band with Surga Cinta or The Heaven of Love, and more from Indonesia is coming up next. Is The Shadow Puppet or Wayang Kulit. Stay tuned on Air The World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Gending traditional music from wayang or a shadow puppet performance at Museum Senopodoyo, Yogyakarta. Basuki, dalang or puppet master, enthusiastically played wayang kulit or leather puppet accompanied by gending music rhythm and the beautiful voice of Sinden or Javanese traditional singer. His love for wayang since he was a kid made him deepen puppet mastery and teach puppet mastery. Basuki explained that wayang began from India. Historically, wayang was used in Indonesia to spread Islam.
Menurut yang saya ketahui, ceritanya dari India. Cerita itu dibawa ke sini oleh orang-orang Hindu. Tapi dulu itu bentuknya bukan seperti ini. Tapi
as I know, wayang is from India. The story was built by Hindu people. But wayang wasn't like this. It had reliefs of Borobudur temple and Prambanan temple to develop Hindu and Buddha religions. I don't know in what century. Sultan Kalijaga was a culturalist because Japanese people were interested in wayang and the story. Because it's just in the form of temple reliefs, Sunan Kalijaga took it over to develop Islam by changing the form. He created wayang like now. West Java has wayang golek and wooden puppet, which has the same story as wayang kuo or classical leather puppets for Hindu epics. There is the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata. Jogja also has wayang golek, but with different story, namely mena. It also aims to develop Islam.
Wayang is not merely an aesthetic performance art. Wayang kulit performance, which uses devices different from other wayang performances, is rich in philosophic values symbolized in every aspect.
Jadi seni pedhalangan itu mengandung banyak falsafah, terutama falsafah kehidupan.
So, puppet mastery contains many philosophies, the main factor in life philosophies. What I know in puppet mastery, there are clear or wayang screen to describe the world. Red colors in the upper part symbolizes the sky, and the lower part symbolizes ground or earth. Light in puppet mastery is called blancong, describing the sun and the moon. Japanese people call it binaba. So knowledge is sold, not kept. So people can choose the good or the bad one. So it's all sold.
Besides, wayang also has certain symbols. Wayang stories adapt the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata, which is also rich in philosophic meanings.
Misalnya kalau cerita Ramayana ya ada Ravana itu yang berwatak jelek atau angkara. Kalau dari pihak Rama itu yang berwatak baik dan jujur, antara lain begitu. Pendawa lima yang
for example,
baik.
The story of Ramayana in which Ravana is bad and cruel, while Rama is nice and honest. Pandawa lima is good, but whether it's right or no, we don't know. Nobody is perfect, but in general, people from Pandawa are good and honest, while those from Kurawa or Astina are bad. But not all of them. Therefore, Japanese people call it binaba knowledge. It's all shown. It depends on us which one we should follow.
Nah, kita tinggal memilih mau ikut yang mana.
Traditional art, which are threatened to extinct, wayang kulit art is still able to survive. Wayang kulit is getting global and attractive.
Kesenian pedalangan dan kerawitan ini sebenarnya sudah mendunia sekarang ini. Lebih dari
puppet must be and karawitan classical Javanese music art are actually already popular worldwide. At present, more than 100 countries already have traditional gamelan orchestra, wayang, dalang, and sinden. There are sinden from Japan and the US. Young generation can learn it if they want to. I see lots of progress. Many students of SMKI now learn it. When I still thought karawitan major only had one class, now there are three classes.
Adaptive wayang art makes wayang kulit continue to exist and get far from extinction. According to Professor Bakdi Sumanto, an intellectual and culturalist, wayang is easily adaptable to the recent era and trend in communities. That's why wayang never dies.
Nah, wayang itu memang terus-menerus ada ya, artinya masih hidup dengan sangat bagus sekarang. Kalau kita melihat ke Solo, lebih dahsyat lah.
Wayang kulit continues to exist and survive well. If we move to Solo, it's amazing. Jogja still has a strong scenario, not like Solo, which has changed into pop art. We have to know what people like now. For instance, war. So that puppet masters like Kimantap Sudarsono try to make puppet manipulating by playing wayang kulit like people play kung fu, long jokes, and addressing politics. In the era of the then Indonesian President Suharto, Golkar Party always won the election. Anom played in Senayan. Gatot Kocho graduated. It means the graduation of Suharto. So wayang and politics are closely tied, that wayang continues to exist and is amazing. This wayang is based on traditional art around us. It's like wayang kulit actually, because at first I explored this work into plastic waste. It's more transparent, so I equip it with wayang tafib and lighting with traditional wayang. If traditional wayang only uses one light, wayang tafib uses 12 lights, so it uses film techniques like fade in and fade out. The difference is wayang kulit has solid material, so it only has one color when the lights hit, while wayang tafib is colorful.
That's the explanation of tafib, modern wayang creator. Wayang tafib is a performance adapting wayang kulit. Wayang tafib is wayang made from plastic with lighting system used in wayang kulit. Wayang tafib was created as tafib worried about the young generation who have no space to play. So wayang tafib is the innovation of wayang kulit. Besides, through modern wayang, tafib tries to broaden youth insight on environmental awareness.
Nah, saya mencoba bagaimana mereka bersosialisasi dengan membuat wayang, bahannya dari bekas sampah, plastik gitunya, plastik. Kemudian
I try to introduce you to wayang made from garbage and plastic. The materials are easy to find. Then I try to broaden the insight on garbage which can be useful for a world.
Bahwa sampah juga itu bisa bermanfaat untuk sebuah
karya. Unlike traditional wayang, which brings the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata in wayang kulit performance, wayang tafib story is taken from daily life and school lessons.
Pertama kali saya bercerita itu untuk ruang bermain anak-anak itu, saya tidak mengambil cerita-cerita dari Ramayana ataupun apa gitunya. Nah, saya
at first, I told a story on playground instead of taking the story of Ramayana. I took it from their school lessons. I told stories about food chain, like mouse eats rice, snake eats mouse, eagle eats snake, and eagle eats snake. So, who is eagle? It raises question and human is revealed to eat eagle. In the end, the story ends up with knowledge about garbage that is beneficial for wolves. Something like that.
Figures in wayang tafib are also taken from figures close to kids.
Untuk awalnya saya dalam proses itu tidak memperkenalkan dulu wayang-wayang tradisi. Karena terlalu jauh bagi mereka. Tapi pola saya adalah mengikuti irama anak-anak dulu, karena selama saya mencoba-coba kalian hari ini menggambar tokoh yang Anda senangi.
I do not introduce traditional wayang because it's too far for them. I try to follow them. I let them draw figures they like. From 60 kids, no one drew wayang figures. They drew SpongeBob, Naruto, and many more. That's the problem for me. I take it slow. When they start to like draw and play wayang, I introduce them traditional wayang figures.
Concerning the phenomenon of modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, public has various opinions. Tikno, wayang orang or human puppet artist from Jogja, disagreed with wayang performance which doesn't follow the rule, while Gusti Joyo, little brother of Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan, agreed with the innovations of wayang.
Pribadi saya kurang suka itu, Mbak. Karena wayang merupakan gambaran kehidupan kita. Jadi,
I don't like modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, because wayang is description of life. Our life is described in wayang. There are bad deeds and good deeds, but it still has its rule. It has to be standardized. But I don't agree if dalang changes its rule. The real artist is creative indeed, but never changes the prevailing rule.
Itu banyak yang harus diterjemahkan, terutama untuk anak-anak saya.
Many parts in wayang should be transformed in a comprehensive way, especially for my children. I present them wayang with more comprehensive explanation, otherwise they do not understand. I realize that the wood changes, so there should be adjustment. Kraton or palace still has taken form, so it still runs in Kraton. Kids are forced in it.
Masih berjalan di Kraton.
According to Bakdi Sumanto, Javanese culturalists agreed with innovations and adaptive character that make wayang never die.
Wayang itu bisa berubah-berubah, karena wayang itu sangat adaptif dengan zaman.
Rule can change as wayang is adaptive to changes. In the era of G30 as PKI, which is the 1965 incident revolved around the killing of his army general, Subandrio, who witnessed the incident, was called as Druna, person who made other people fall down, and Sukarno himself reflected in Gatot Kaca figure. So Sukarno delivered a speech by using the allegory of wayang. We do it because wayang is so adaptive that it continues to exist.
Both traditional wayang art and popular wayang art are valuable and unforgotten national cultural products. Basuki and Tafid hope the young generation always preserve wayang.
Harapan saya generasi muda supaya lebih
baik. I hope more young generation can preserve wayang. If it goes international, I'm so
senang saja.
Hati saya tidak akan gelisah misalkan ketika ada kesenian atau misalkan wayang kita diaku oleh Malaysia atau diklaim oleh Malaysia. Saya enggak gelisah hati saya.
Yang I wouldn't be worried if our art or our wayang are claimed by Malaysia. What makes me worried is when my children or my grandchildren do not know wayang. This is the hardest thing. Making generation in the next 10 or 20 years still know and care about wayang.
Bagai embun pagi.
Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, here is the news. The head of Presidential Communication Office, or PCO, Hassan Nasbi, emphasized the government's commitment to ensuring press freedom in Indonesia. Nasbi stated in a written statement to journalists here on Sunday, saying there has been no change in the government's commitment to press freedom. Quoted from Antianews.com, he emphasized that the government remains steadfast in upholding press freedom in accordance with applicable laws and regulations. Some 140,000 passengers are predicted to crowd the Soekarno-Hatta International Airport on the 6th of 8 or Tuesday, March 25th. Reported by RRI.co.id, Assistant Deputy Communication and Legal of Soekarno-Hatta Airport, M. Holik Moadi, on Monday said, the number consisted of 65,000 arrivals and 74,000 departures, and the number, according to Holik, involved 1,002 flights. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Untuk area Voice Office, area Voice Office, Voice of Indonesia, available on Vionis.id and also the application area digital. We still have a lot of things from Indonesia, so make sure to stay tuned on area Voice Office, Voice of Indonesia.
step into the pristine beauty of Indonesia, where every path leads you to unspoiled beaches and natural wonders. Let's join hands to maintain clean and inviting surroundings that welcome us at every turn. Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscapes Indonesia is framed for remain enchanting for generations to come. More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Roposari.